Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Amud Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah we're learning Brachos Hasabas Rachel Shishi B'Zachar Find Rizvi B'Kago and Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing the process of bringing the Taurus in the morning. So the Kohanim, they were taking care of it. One that had the Taurus itself, and one that was holding on to the shovel with the coals. They walked into the Heichal up to the Mizbech HaPanimi, the Mizbech HaTaurus, and then the Mishnah tells us Misha Zachar Machtot, the one who's Zachar to hold the pan of coals. Tzavus Hagochal Magam Mizbech. He piled the coals on top of the Mizbech. V'Ridon B'Shulei HaMachtot, and then he flattened them out or smoothed them out with the bottom of the shovel. So now they're not a heap, they're flat, and then Mishtachva, he would bow down, V'yotza, and then he would leave. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Misha Zachar B'Ktayres, the kind who Zachar to the Ktayres, Hainotels HaBazach B'Tech HaKaf, he took the small spoon of Ktayres from within the large spoon or large ladle that it was resting inside, and then he would give it to his loved one or his relative. This was a kind whom he had picked to come and help him, and since it was his choice whom to pick, it was either somebody who he loved, a friend of his or somebody like that, or a relative, and that kind would take the spoon, and he would pour the Ktayres directly into the hands of the Kohen who's doing the Avodah Ktayres, who's going to actually put it on the Mizbeach. Now, Nispazer Menel Seichai, if some Ktayres had spilled out from the Bazach into the large spoon or large ladle underneath it, Sunesalai B'chafnov, the helper Kohen, the assistant, he would pour that also into the Kohen's hands. Now, Melamden Isai, they would teach this Kohen who's doing the Avodah Ktayres, they would teach him this before he was doing the Avodah, but they would tell him as follows, Hevezar, you should be careful, Shematashchel Fonecha, lest you place the Ktayres right in front of you, Shalai Tikaves, that you shouldn't be burned. What does that mean? So remember, he's standing right in front of the Mizbeach HaKtayres, and there's burning hot coals right in front of him, and he's pouring Ktayres from his hands directly onto the coals. Now, if he's going to put it onto the portion of the coals that's directly in front of him, and then some of it spills, so naturally it's most probably going to spill forward, meaning further away from him, onto the other side of the coals, so then he's going to have to reach over the coals to scoop up that Ktayres and then put it onto the coals, and then there's a very big risk that he's going to burn himself because he's reaching over the coals to get it. And that's what they're telling him. Don't start lefonecha, don't start in front of you. It's better to stretch your hands out a little bit and begin by piling the Ktayres on the back portion of the coals, working towards yourself, so if some of it spills, it's going to spill right in front of you, in between you and the coals, and then you're not going to have to reach over the coals to scoop it into the Ktayres. It's going to be right in front of you, and you're not going to burn yourself. Now, Hischem Radeid, he then smooths out, or he arranges the Ktayres on the coals, v'yotzin, then he goes out. Now, here's an important nekuda, loyaya makter makter, acha the one who's burning the Ktayres, he's not allowed to start that until the Muna says, okay, you can begin. And that's because there's a pasuk that tells us that no one's allowed to be in the Oil Moed, meaning no one's allowed to be in the Heichal when the Ktayres is being brought. So the Muna, he was actually outside the Heichal, he was in the Azara, and he made sure that nobody was in the Heichal, nobody was in the area, and then he would call in a loud voice, okay, Hakter, you can begin. Now, my Kohen Gadol, if it was the Kohen Gadol doing this, Hamuna Imer, the Muna would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Hakter. And Parshuam, the people, which is really referring to the Kehanim, they would leave from the area in between the Ulam and Mizbeach, the Hektir, then the Kohen would do the Ktayres, Vishtach V'yotza, and he would bow down and he would leave. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, discussing the Kohen Gadol and Berchus Kehanim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.